The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I couldn't start the show without that song, Return to the Mac. Welcome back, Dwight Strawn, from the longest vacation in the history of the world. I don't know why people like to take vacation on their birthday. How are we going to celebrate your birthday? We're going to eat your birthday cake with you, help you count the calories. Help you maintain a healthy lifestyle if you don't have your birthday celebration with us. I mean, specifically me. Because you can't cut a cake into 1,000 pieces. I tried. Anyway, welcome back. Dwight Strawn from Morning Blend. It's Thursday, the 1st of May, 2025. Across the world, today is designated Labor Day. Across the world, the Bahamas celebrates its Labor Day on the second Friday in June. For unemployed and underemployed people, these things don't matter much. But for those hardworking people, people who have dedicated themselves to their jobs, whether it's for country, whether it's for family, whether it's for sense of self, across the world today, people gather to demonstrate the oppression, to demonstrate the inequality, the injustices that exist in the working world. I want to remind you guys that the Loyalist Charles Farquharson, again, the competition is open to junior and senior high students across the archipelago. To win the prize, you must submit the government recording record for the will of Charles Farquharson, the Loyalist, and the date of his death. The government recording record for the will of Loyalist Charles Farquharson and the date of his death. Call the show. Give us your information. We'll let you know if you are a winner. The prize money has increased significantly over the last couple of days. Again, we are now up to, I think, $450, and it's still rising. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. Okay, happening starting this weekend, Replay Repertory Season presents as its last performance, Arsenic and Old Lace. It starts tonight. It runs through the weekend until Sunday. And then again next week, through the weekend, from Thursday through the weekend to Sunday. Arsenic and Old Lace. It's both a classic on screen and a classic in local theaters. That being the Dundas main building and the Black Box. Absolutely, it's going to be for a listener. Today's show, this week has been filled with guests. This is my attempt to accommodate, to respond to some listeners who say, we want a little bit more positivity. You're talking politics all the time. So I'm trying to have guests on that are doing positive things throughout the country. And this shout out is to not just someone, but a group of people. Right? It's for a group of people who are obviously doing positive things. The Bahamas Law Enforcement Credit Union is having elections this Saturday, the 3rd of May, 9 a.m. at Courtyard Marriott West Bay Street. That's the Bahamas Law Enforcement Credit Union. Now, not only am I not a law enforcement officer, but I also am in a credit union. However, Gary Roll is, and he's running for inclusion election to the supervisory committee of the Bahamas Law Enforcement Credit Union, right? And so he asked me to tell you all, if you could vote, go out and vote Gary Roll for supervisory committee. He's a good guy. And we're supporting the police. The police is a great example of something that is not just black and white. It's not cowboys and Indians, right? And what's happening in the force and what happens with police officers is far more nuanced than just a regular episode of the movie? I got some young people in the studio, so they can't help me. One of them old Western.
Bonanza.
Yeah, but Horse, Big Boss Horse. Yeah, Cartwright. Anyway, this ain't no Western. And so when we think about what's going on with the police, in the police force itself, remember, it's nuanced. It's not as simple as black and white or cowboys and Indians. So we support the thing that is, which is the police force, and we support both the good and the bad officers. We support the bad officers to get help, to figure it out. Sometimes life is get complicated and you get caught up in it, you know? Anyway. Good luck to Gary Roll and all of the officers offering for election. Okay, BTC and Alive. Your data ain't data in. A number of listeners and users, you need to see the people in the studio right now. Since that massive virtually, your systems have been malfunctioning, disrupted. Over the last 2 to 3 days, there's been an exponential increase in my inability to use the service that I pay for. Scores of people posting online. Every time I mention it to somebody, they say, yeah, okay, I'm experiencing the same thing for a moment I thought it was just me. Your data ain't data in. In this general area, was it Oaksfield, Village Road, Blair area, St. Anne's constituency, Golden Gates, all over the place. People are unable to use the service. Calls not coming in, can't dial out, right? Can't pick up data, can't download images and videos. Sporadic connection. Dear Erka, please reach out to Alive and BTC and tell them that if they conducted routine maintenance on their equipment, then we wouldn't have to complain. They would already be aware that there's an issue. Next, just a note, y'all saw the images from this week's most recent traffic incidents? The multiple car smash up on Delaporte Beach, where the cars are just in the sand, all mash up. Yo, I saw yesterday of two heroic men who were attempting to remove a person from a vehicle that was on its side. That's just two. I have more images I share on my Facebook wall, captured from accidents, bad accidents, all over New Providence, to the point where it made me realize that a lot of y'all in your cars saying to yourself, I don't know what these people talking about manual. I learned how to drive on video game. I know how to drive. I've been driving since I was 13, since I was 11. What you could tell me. I know that's what some of y'all say deep in your heart while you're not watching the road. Please. See, I'm never going to forget. First of all, I'm never going to forget the boy who got hit by a car and tried to get up and fell down and I had to hold him in my lap in the road even while the police drove by trying to ignore the scene. I can never forget that. But also, right? I'm never going to forget the story of the woman who died in a traffic collision. And here's why I'm not going to forget it. Because she was not involved in the initial collision. Two cars collided. And their collision resulted in her vehicle to be pushed into a wall. And she died. She's just minding her business. I want to make this point as well. Because we seem to be quick to rely like on rhetoric to solve our problems. Right? Right now it's speed is a problem. Speed is a problem. Let me show you all the why. Speed may be the reason why you cannot avoid the accident. But speed is not the reason, that is not the thing that caused the accident. What causes the accident are drivers that refuse to acknowledge that they don't have the right of way, that they're entering a flow of traffic, and they need to maintain the speed of the traffic they're attempting to enter. So many of you have decided that you're just going to pull your car into the road and then stop and then slow down. And whatever y'all is doing behind me now means nothing to me. So many of y'all are on your phone and you have no idea what's going on around you. You want to blame it on speed and intentionally breaking the law by using your phone while you were driving. And you had no idea what was going on around you. And you didn't see that the people were using their turn signals. Here's the next thing, just quickly. On the road this morning, in the right lane, is a Surrey doing 4 miles an hour up the road. I upset at that, but I can put that aside. There's a long line of traffic behind him. Why are the people in the left lane driving at the same speed as the Surrey? And why, when somebody taps their horn at you, you decide you're going to just come to a complete stop? Oh, I wasn't going fast enough. Watch me stop my car in the middle of the road. So many of you drive with your video game feelings on this real life. It's scary out there. Okay, you know what else is scary? Apparently, the Congressional Judiciary Committee in the United States voted to allow deportation of citizens. See, but here's what the problem is. You can't have those two words in the same sentence. You can't deport your own citizens. You can only exile them. And putting your own citizens in a detention center in a foreign country? Dear Bahamas, I am only 49 years old. In fact, I am about to be 50 in a couple of days. I can tell you all what number to play in a moment. I am about to be 50, and let me tell you all something. There is something terribly wrong with that. See, this is why I like the video game reference, because plenty of us grew up with video game. The only thing we know about war is what we play on video game. We don't know nothing about war, nothing about conflict, nothing about trying to figure out where you're going to hide your children in the middle of the night. And I went to school with someone who had to be hidden in a basket in Rwanda. I went to school with, we don't know, but we sit here with disregard for the things happening around us. Well, if you're 50 like me, if you're 40, if you're 30, if you're 20, now's the time to open your eyes. Because this is the type of language, these are the types of things that Nazis were saying. These are the types of things that by them like King Leopold II. See, we don't even talk about his daddy, because you're just supposed to know his daddy was badder than him. We don't even talk about it. Now's the time, people. Now's the time. You cannot deport citizens from their country of origin. And you cannot deport citizens. And you cannot deport them without due process, anybody without due process. These are dangerous things. And if you don't see the similarities between deporting people to a country that is not their origin, it's not where they come from, not where they have legal status, we're right back in the days of the transatlantic slave trade. Right now. These are important things to think about. Also, I got guests coming in studio, and after our discussion with the guests, I'm going to get into the headlines because, oh, these are some headlines. The last thing I'm going to say is, so we're going to the National Parking League, right? Y'all going to meet me? Tryouts. Is that when the houses break for lunch? Whenever the house break for lunch, we're going to be in Parliament Square to sign up for National Parking League. These boys are parking in the House of Assembly. They parking you with words. Oh, they parking you with words. Anyway, I've got guests in the studio. I'm very excited about this conversation. Joining me in studio this morning are reps from a local nonprofit organization called Imagination Inc. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning, morning, morning.
There you go. That's a real Bahamian.
Good morning.
Morning, morning, morning.
There you go. That's another.
Morning, morning, morning.
There you go, sir. Okay. I want you to introduce yourselves and tell us what is Imagination Inc.
Well, hello. Good morning, everyone. My name is Emerald of Imagination Inc. And Imagination Inc., we are a nonprofit organization that specifies in helping young artists, well, not just young artists, but artists on the whole, with their growing their passion, growing their talents, growing their career in the art scene. We specifically aim for more pop culture and comic art than traditional, but if you are a traditional artist, you are still allowed to, not allowed, but you're still welcomed into the fold, and we can still help you with, you know, growing your talents and your skills.
All right.
So to kind of...
Pull the mic up.
So to kind of mimic what she was saying, so we empower youth through alternate art forms like manga, digital media, storytelling, and cosplay. And we actually collaborate with a few other organizations. And with us today is actually a very supportive and good friend of ours, SJ Collins from Cosplay Nation.
Oh, Cosplay Nation. All right, SJ Collins, tell us who you is.
So hi, my name is SJ, more commonly known by SJ Slays Cosplay. I'm the founder of 242 Cosplayer Nation, which is the Bahamian cosplay community. We've been in operation for about 6 years now, and we are just so excited to be collaborating with like-minded individuals who believe in the youth through creative measures.
All right, slide the mic over here. So you popped in right in time. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
I'm good, thank you. Tell us who you are and how are you connected to Imagination Inc.?
My name is Santana Sweeting. I basically am one of the founders of Imagination Inc. I was there when its inception. I was there when the idea was proposed. And I'm here just cranking out as much as I can with my friends, trying to make the world a better place, or at least the Bahamas a better place for people who love art.
All right, so first, what is manga? Because I eat plenty of manga in the bush. But what is manga?
It's basically Japanese comics.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And what is cosplay?
Cosplay is literally the combination of costume and play. So if you're wearing a costume and you're having fun, you're cosplaying.
So that's what was happening in the House of Assembly yesterday afternoon. These boys, them cosplaying. Okay, okay. So cosplay, manga, digital media. What does that encompass?
So we have a team of cinematographer and experts, a part of the organization, and we are actually working on, I won't drop the name here today, you'll hear about that in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But digital media could be forms of digital comic drawing, graphic artistry, voice acting.
Animation.
Okay, all right. And then storytelling, using these mediums to tell stories. Yeah?
That's correct.
All right, awesome, okay. What type of organization is this? Can I join? Do I volunteer? Can my teens be a part of this organization? Or is it more of an advocacy and service group?
I'd say it's yes and yes to your questions.
Okay.
So we're open to anyone joining.
All right.
We advocate for youth. We advocate for Bahamian artists, more specifically, especially those interested in all art forms. And majority in alternative art forms.
Yeah. Put on your headphones so you can hear yourself. As I enjoy hearing you. All right, there we go. There's one more over here. Okay, so manga cosplay, digital media, and storytelling. Quickly, I see you have a quarterly comic anthology. What do you put in it, and where can I find it?
That we made, a lot of them being like generally Bahamian inspired. Comics of manga, some short stories, some action-filled stories, some fantasy, a lot of fantasy, actually. You can actually find it online on Amazon. It's called Imagination Inc. Pulse. We have books 1 and 2 available for purchase if you'd like to take a look-see. The first one is $20. The second one's $22. And we're trying to at least see how far we can go along with that anthology. And we have a lot of ideas going into that right now.
All right. I have a lot of ideas for y'all, like, to be honest. I have a lot of ideas. I'm excited because I'm of the generation where these things were foolishness. And there came a time when you're supposed to put them down and you're supposed to focus on more important things like your schoolwork. But I found that these, what we call alternate art styles, we only call them alternate on this side of the world, you know, that these things can actually be great tools for learning, right? And I think, I mean, I meant it when I said y'all drive like you think that driving in a video game could qualify you to get a license, right?
It definitely can.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You can't apply for driver's license if you play Mario Kart, because then you can hit everybody.
I beg to differ, because my brother learned how to drive from Mario Kart.
Okay, there may be an exception from the rule, but not everybody can do that. Yeah, I guarantee you that.
I learned from San Andreas.
That's even worse.
I've officially entered my granny era. I can enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it. Ooh, I got churned around. Okay, that's not the point, though. The point is that these things, manga, cosplay, these can be great learning tools, right? At AMMC, Antiquities, Monuments, and Museums Corporation. Yes, ma'am?
As a matter of fact, one of my comics, Lady Bahamas, is heavily based in Bahamian culture and history.
Okay.
So that was actually my goal with that, because you'll be surprised how much young Bahamians, even some old Bahamians, don't know nothing about their own country.
Yeah.
So
you use the comic to teach history.
Yes.
Now, what I want to see next is a cosplay group, right, who are themed based on a comic coming out of the Imagine. You bless me.
Things are in the works. We try not to talk too much about things that are under. You know, I also like that I've seen in the last few years, junkanooers, who I consider the OG cosplayers, have been doing more cosplay-themed junkanoo-style costumes.
Yeah,
it's been nice to see.
This last season, World of Toys or World of Fun, mm-hmm. and they had the characters. They had Sonic. They had a number of characters out there. That was fun.
A year ago or so, they had the Black Panther, Dora Milaje. Mm-hmm. It was so
and then
beautiful.
A few years back, I remember the specific, I can't remember which group, but they did video games for Chun-Li. Oh, I almost cried.
So for those people in the junkanoo groups who doubted that vision, right, who didn't feel the energy that the creator had, trust me, there were people out there who was falling off their chairs when they saw these themes represented in junkanoo. Okay, so you got that's what cosplay is. You got the anthology, and I can go on Amazon and find the anthology there.
Yes.
Okay, now let's get to the summer camp. Imagination Inc.'s Inkster Junior Art Camp. Tell us, give me the details.
So we're hosting an alternative art summer camp July 21st through the 25th.
Okay.
Yeah. So based on the same basis that Imagination Inc. was founded on, we want to take these same instructionals and show it to the new kids of tomorrow, between the ages of 9 and 14 or 10 and 14. There will be some exceptions, of course.
Okay.
We're going to have individuals teaching henna. We can have individuals showing us how to cosplay, special effects, makeup.
And how to cosplay crafting, making costumes, right?
That's correct.
Voice acting, videography and photography, face painting and henna lessons, movie makeup workshop, comic creation. These are all the things that are going to, the activities are going to take place. Now, is this a camp where we produce, like each camper produces a final project, or that the group does a group project?
So since this is our first camp, and a week is a short turnaround time to encompass something that, what was the word I would use?
Intensive?
Yeah.
Intensive.
All right, but I think y'all could, with everything here, I think y'all could costume a superhero, right? And come up with a couple of superhero tools and poses. Because every superhero, it's the pose where you know that the superhero power is about to come out.
So I think what we'll do is we'll come up with a short activity that could probably be done within 2 days in an afternoon session, and then do an hour presentation where these students can now be judged and we could pick a winner.
Absolutely. I'm excited about everything except for the age group, only 10 to 14. These things jealous me. But let's get to some more details. Venue, where's the camp going to be located? Do you have a venue yet?
So we have one. We have two prospectively in mind.
Okay, don't watch nothing. Yeah. Cost for the camp.
So I'll start here. So we're looking to have 25 students.
Okay.
A 30-student cap. The cost of the camp is $90.
Okay, that's not bad for all the activities.
Correct. But we're also looking to sponsor 5 students from a low-income background.
Okay.
On a application basis, of course.
All right. So for people who are interested in sponsoring students to attend, how do they contact you and what is included? Like, you know, give us a sense of what it takes to sponsor a child to go to the camp.
Okay, so applications will be live on our official website within the week.
Okay.
Individuals interested in sponsoring kids to attend, our socials, our phone numbers, and our email.
All right, so let me give the people those details. Contact number 1242-565-1897. That's 565-1897. And then you could reach them at imagination_art on IG and imagination_inc on Facebook.
That's correct.
Yeah? Okay, awesome, awesome. So the Inkster Junior Art Camp is taking place Monday the 21st to Friday the 25th of July, 2025. Venue to be announced. Cost is $90. How long in the day does the camp run?
So the camp is going to run between 9 and 3 p.m. with a lunch hour from 12 to 1.
All right. Now, who's responsible for lunch? Look here. I'll tell you all a quick story. The Family Island guy told, he was waking on a key, right? And the big boss came to the key to, you know, just, I guess, a little oversight, come visit, see what's happening, bring morale workers, right? And one of the hard-working but hard-mouthed staff members intimated, because he's smart, just because he's liberal don't mean he's smart, he intimated to the big boss, like, are you here because we're having lunch with you? And the man turned to him and said, I have something to share with you in this life. If you didn't plan to eat, then don't plan to get hungry. If you didn't plan to eat, then please don't plan to get hungry. Anyway, imagination, right? Imagination. I'm excited about it. Again, Arts Camp, Digital Media, Storytelling, Quarterly Comic Anthology. Let me go to the phone line. And then I'd like you guys to stay in studio with me as I transition. Y'all don't have to talk politics with me, right? But I want to give you all some ideas for comic books that we should have in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas available to every Bahamian, possibly based on the stories that I read from the paper. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I could hear a sound in the background. I'm sorry, caller, we miss you. But you could call back, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Let's go to the phone line, producer, and then I have a question that was raised in another conversation about comics. Good morning, caller. We got to you quick. We're sorry we missed you. Okay, so some people, we were talking about this before in another group, and somebody said, oh, manga is a bad word. Let's talk about manga. Manga is Japanese specific comic style, right? Are there manga for kids, specifically for kids?
Yes. Manga, and in Japan, they do have manga for all ages, from kindergarten up to adults.
And then they have some, you don't let your grammy read them.
That no one would read that.
Make it and put it on the shelf.
No one need to see that. But
yeah.
But yeah, no, they have from kids to adult, and by adult I mean like XXX stuff.
Yeah.
But
it's a wide range of content.
If the person who said the manga's bad, you obviously picked up a manga that was not for your rating or for your child's rating. A manga that's for kids, preteen, teens, older teens.
Because, you know, we have not moved out of, like, culturally, I don't know if we've moved out of the space where we think all comics and cartoon for children. SpongeBob is not for children. SpongeBob is not for children.
I could agree, because
parents who let their teens watch SpongeBob, you're supposed to watch SpongeBob with your teens so you could talk about the themes raised in SpongeBob with them. American Dad is not for your children. Family Guy is not for children.
No, it's not.
Simpsons not for children. No. These shows are not for children, right? But we understand that, because there was a time where we just thought all cartoons is for children. Disney make cartoons, so why my children can't watch cartoon? So we know that there are cartoons for adults and there are cartoons for children, and parents, it's up to you to ensure that you know what is for adults and for children. So if you see them with it, you could say, hey, I imagine you like this by now, but you can't be reading this anymore. Okay, all right. Now, sir, tell me your name, because tell me your name again. I didn't get to write it down.
My name is Santana Sweeting, S-A-N-T-A-N-A, Sweeting.
So what inspired you to be a part of Imagination Inc. at its inception?
The mere fact that ever since I was a wee lad, I wanted to make a comic, because when I was chilling, my father used to sit me down in front of the TV and watch a show. I'm pretty sure a lot of people, if not everybody, knows his show, Dragon Ball Z. That kind of sparked my love for
anime. Hold on. How old are you?
I'm 29.
And your daddy used to watch Dragon Ball Z with your daddy?
Yeah, well, Dragon Ball Z back then wasn't as bad as it was now.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm saying, how old is Dragon Ball Z? This is about
old. 35, somewhere around that range. Yes, it started in 69.
Yeah.
It's 2025 now. It's a good age. Mm-hmm. It's very age.
I want you to understand, Dragon Ball Ball's older than me.
It's older than a lot of people.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so it's like a family thing. It's something...
Yeah, every now and again it was a family thing. Like every Saturday or Friday night, it would come on Cartoon Network on a 7 called Toonami or whatever it was way back when, because they had different segments for that. And like a single time, because of the colors, the scenes, the action, the terrible voice acting back then, that got a little better as time goes on, but still terrible back then. And it kind of just hooked me into it, and I was like, I want to do something like that. And so I picked up a pencil, and I just drew whatever garbage came to my mind. It was awful. Let me tell you, it was awful first time.
But your daddy didn't say that, right? He just put it up on the fridge.
Absolutely. He put it on the fridge and like, keep at it. You can be just like that when you grow up. He didn't expect me to be just like this when I grew up, because, you know, just give the child a little bit of hope. You don't know how far I can go, and I ran with it.
Listen, Daddy, I just need you to know this young man came to the studio with a Dodgers hat on.
Is that was a gift, okay?
You're supposed to have one, a New York Yankees hat?
You know, when I find one, I'll
that's okay,
it
because
don't
this,
worry.
Here's the transition. When y'all gonna start making, I need some local comics, right? Jazz Chisholm, he need his own comic book. All the by them in the NBA, they need to be in one comic book series.
No, that's gonna have to do with copyright, because a couple of them have lawyers that you have to talk to before doing that. Especially with their likeness and all of that. It's a whole spiel. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. You could do, like, parodies, sure, but you can't, like, do anything serious.
But, yeah, just the wisdom. I was about to say, I don't care about no international laws. I don't care about these things. Okay, we need comic books to teach people how to do things. Like, y'all notice people forget how to walk in the road? Mm-hmm. People forget how to walk single file. Mm-hmm. In 40 years, we lost the art of walking single file.
Well, you got bike lane, right?
Sorry. Oh, the squawk. Yes, you are absolutely right, sir. But that's not, I mean, it's the teaching tool we have. It may not be the one we want, but it's the one that we have. Okay, so the Inkster Junior Art Camp, Monday the 21st through Friday the 25th of July, 2025. Application form soon to be posted online. Stay tuned to Imagination Inc.'s social media pages and, more importantly, website. Yes, sir?
I'd also like to make a couple of announcements or some events to follow and before.
Okay, sure.
So we are collaborating with Game Heads International. We have an event actually on the 26th, that Saturday. It's called Player versus Panel. It's actually going to be at Choices at University of Bahamas.
Game Ed?
Game heads, yes.
Game heads, okay. What does player versus panel mean? I play in the computer?
Hey, yeah, sure.
I don't like that. I need to be able to say, you robbed me.
It's an interesting name because Game Heads is a retro slash urban gaming organization.
Yeah, yeah.
They recently had an event.
Okay.
Right, and so we're partnering with
okay,
them.
Okay, pause. Yeah. Y'all ain't see the headline in today's paper. Hey, we can't have no more events called Inferno. Whole island is on fire, says Abaco Fire Chief. Okay, tell me the next event. Come on, be good.
The next event is called Game Heads Crash Out. It's on June 28th through the 29th at Fusion.
See, this is the problem now. Y'all don't see the traffic stats. These by them crashing out. Okay, so the 20th, you think you're just going to make me laugh?
I hope to see you there too.
Okay, Crash Out. And then the next event?
Is player versus panel.
Okay.
So, picture like a small Comic-Con slash pop art pop-up. You'll have an artist alley. You'll have small vendors, a concession stand, and you can play games, buy comics, meet and greet.
All right. So like a panel, you're going to have presentations and people speaking as well.
That's correct.
Okay, I like that. See, because, you know, I don't like playing the computer. The computer doesn't have feelings.
No, no, it does not.
I cannot psych the computer out by talking about it's Ma. I cannot turn around at the end of the game, slam my controller gently down on the couch because it costs money.
Those are expensive.
Right, they're expensive.
Very expensive. They cost more than you're doing it for 4 days.
Throw that down and look them in the eye and say, you cheat, you won't fight. I can't do that. I have to be a professional player, right? Like I'm playing myself and I'm disciplining my, right? I'm disciplining myself. I don't like playing against the computer no more. All right, so that's a wonderful event. What's the date again for that event?
So the first event is June 28th.
Okay.
29th. It's called Game Heads International Crash Out.
Okay.
And the second event is Game Heads X Imagination Inc. Player versus Panel.
All right. And the date for that?
July 26th.
July 26th. Also, the fest event slash conference is going to happen on the day after the summer camp. Good stuff. Good stuff. I like it. I like it. I like it. Imagination Inc. Now, when I was reading online, it said in parentheses number 1515. Is Imagination Inc. a part of a broader network of alternate art advocates?
No. So the 1515 actually corresponds to our local NPO registration.
Okay. All right. Cool.
But we are part of a wider group of individuals. It just hasn't been streamlined.
All right. I like how you all put your NPO designation right out front because you're working with children, and that's one of the ways that you instill confidence in parents, right? Like we are a properly constructed organization. All right. It's been a pleasure talking to you all today about this camp, Imagination Inc. and Inkster Junior Art Camp. Producer, take us to a break. If you remember that clip I did send you from Facebook. Okay, so as we go into the break, I don't know if y'all gonna stay or not. You don't have to, but I got plenty charges to put on you. Old people like to charge you with ideas and things to do, right? We got some musicians who need music video. And how cool and easy it would be to reflect, like, the vibe of the Bahamas through anime, through digital media that you can't do in real life. So, for example, I don't tell these by them, my cousin Xavier Johnson, first junior athlete to qualify for the Pan Am Games in judo, he needed a comic strip because when he body slamming, you can't hear the sound, but in a comic, you could fully represent the kaboom. Right? For the National Parking League, we need our own comic strip so that you could properly accent your beast. And they get voice in the back and the whole body scorpion, like, oh my gosh. Right? All of that. We need those things. Young people. Miss Bahamas, what's the name of?
Lady
Bahamas. Mm-hmm. What's her superhero power?
She has the powers of the Bahamian flag. So she has the strength of 400,000 people, the black. She controls the waters, the aquamarine, and she controls the power of the sun, the gold.
The strength of 400,000 people? You all see the little conversation online where the people say 100 men could subdue a gorilla? No. But Lady Bahamas, 400,000 Bahamians, she could do it.
Probably two.
One time. Bang them together. What's going on? You all... You lost your head, Brewers. Chill out. Anyway, we're going to a break. Stay tuned. On the Clock with Erin Green.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them but leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying.
So what we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
She asked if she could be the wife and have my last name. I said, She said she liked take trips only twice class on the plane. I said, A cold glass of champagne. I said, She asked if her lifestyle is something I could maintain. I said, She asked if she could be the wife and have my last name. I said,
That's Johnny Cake. That's his latest song, Big Daddy. He put these songs out back to back. Wig Boyfriend. First of all, Long Island Woman before Wig Boyfriend. Wig Boyfriend. Then Old Head. Then Big Daddy. And see, I need a comic book because know that Big Daddy is an answer to Old, right? Like that's a compliment to Old Head, right? And this boy, Johnny Cake, he just needs somebody to walk with him and make comics all day long. Yeah, he's got the wit, right? He brings the comedy to it. It just, that boy have a rhythm. And last night, I was at the Black Box open mic event hosted at Four Walls Squash Club. Another story in the paper. You could see some of the work being done at the Dundas. That's why we were out of the box. Also, they're preparing for Arsenic and Old Lace that opens tonight. We had Doctrine performing. We had Sherwood Ramming performing. We had Judith Lyon stepped on stage. Joelle stepped on stage. I think somebody named Red Fire stepped, or Blue Fire stepped on stage. We had poets, Tanisha Pratt. We had Andrew Gomez. We had and even Natino Thompson belted out a beautiful song last night. Y'all think this boy is only raw about common sense. This boy could sing too. It's a wonderful event, right? So we got all of this creative energy going on. And so we need all the creatives to come together because in supporting each other, new ideas come out, new projects come out, and we expand what it means to be creative in the Bahamas. Now, during the break, I had a vigorous debate with my studio guests about what we're going to talk about. And Connie Cartwright, put on the table a book, Jasper. Tell us quickly about Jasper.
So
pull the mic up. We really want to hear this.
So Jasper is about a 12-year-old Bahamian kid who thinks he's a superhero. So he's actually insane. And all the events of the comic occur in his head.
Okay.
So we have satirical comedy about local figures, mm-hmm. celebrities, and so on. Well, it may or may not even be them. It could be, it all happens.
They just look and sound like them, but that's definitely not them.
Correct. It just happens in his head.
Like, we don't know anybody named P.M. Guinness.
No.
Nobody at all named P.M. Guinness. Okay, that's awesome, Jasper. Because I think that Bahamians... Like, industry, I talk to these young people, say, we don't read news in the newspaper. We digital people, we read our news. Otherwise, I think there's still some people who are kind of print-bound, but a comic-style presentation of the news and social issues, whether in print or digital format, I think would be well-received and would resonate well with the Bahamian people. Right now, in fact, I am going to, if you all don't mind for a second, Parliament Turns Nasty, and feel free to jump in at any time. Parliament Turns Nasty as Pintard and Mitchell clash. A fiery clash broke out in the House of Assembly yesterday as opposition leader Michael Pintard and Progressive Liberal Party chairman Fred Mitchell exchanged barbs over the spiraling collapse of banking services in the Family Islands. It all began when Mr. Pintard tore into the Davis administration for, quote, chasing headlines and delivering half measures, close quotes, as Family Island communities suffered the ongoing withdrawal of essential banking services. He accused the government of reacting to political pressure. I'm going to stick a pin there and continue in the article. Mr. Mitchell then mocked Mr. Pintard as, quote, an object of fun, close quote, and a comedian at work, close quotes. Mr. Pintard fired back. Quote, I will not participate in your idea of fun, close quote. The exchange escalated quickly as Ms. Mim, quote, nasty and filthy. Oh boy. In the video circulating yesterday, people are convinced that Mitchell told Pintard he's gonna park him.
I really liked your bit at the beginning where you're saying, like, people only know how to drive because they've played video games, and Emerald's assertion that Lady Bahamas has Bahamian culture and history woven into it, because I think I've learned the most through stories. The only reason I know what a filibuster is, because they teach American history here a little bit, but the only reason I really know what it is because I watched The West Wing. The only reason why I know many things is because it was important in a story, and therefore I remembered it because I'm also a writer. So, like, story bits stick out to me more so than, say, sitting in a classroom and listening to somebody talk about something else is one of the reasons why I did the best in history.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important to tell stories whereby that's how you learn.
Yeah, and that is how we learn. And in the absence of local content, people turn to whatever content is available, and that's what they learn from. That's why cultural imperialism is such an important thing to pay attention to, because somebody else's culture is educating your people. That's why we have young people interact and owe me my rights. In the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, you don't have those rights. That is an American concept, that if you spend 30 years watching Law and Order, like I did, you may easily believe are also your rights. You know, and so that's why it's so important for us to identify and support local content creators. Because how will you learn if everything you consume is absent, right? Like, you are actually absent in it. There's no Bahamas in it. And then the lessons that you learn may not be applicable to you in the country that you're in, right? And so there are a lot of young people who are very frustrated right now about being in the Bahamas, because what they learned and what they think the Bahamas is not actually what it is. They expect the things that they see on television and content coming from other places to exist here. Like, even the point I'm making about Batelco and Alive and conducting routine maintenance, hundreds of thousands of people had to lobby for regulations to be put in place. It doesn't just happen. But we sort of sit here and say, well, that's how they do it. That's what they're supposed to be doing here. We actually have to lobby and agitate for the creation of regulations so that our system can be similar to another country's system, right? And so, you know, Lady Bahamas, the cosplay, these present opportunities. I want teachers and schools to understand the opportunity that cosplay presents and the opportunity that an organization that does it presents. Because now you could reach out to the organization and say, hey, this is the history curriculum for the year. These are the things that young people need to learn. You could, A, help me build a more interactive learning platform for these, you know, these history lessons. B, y'all design an activity so schools could book a field trip or participate in a reenactment of an important Bahamian day. Like, come on, we could reenact the fire down. You remember the fire downtown?
Oh, yeah.
You remember Darren Miller said, everything is I can't remember. Like, I need a reenactment. The thing's burning up. We could even have a reenactment of that. Right? Because it was an important day and it resulted in a major shift in the landscape of downtown. Mm-hmm. You know, these are things, cosplay, manga, comic books, where there's Archie style. And then, you know, I grew up on Archie and Jughead, right? I grew up in the 80s, 90s, came into adulthood. And, you know, recently I realized, first of all, I knew a long time we're over-sexualized society and our young people are over-sexualized. It's hypersexuality. It's too much. It's just too much. But then I realized in the 80s, I was listening to James Ingram. I was deep in love, yearning for something I had no idea about, right? And then couple that with the comic books. Some comic books are actually things that need to be read with parents. They promote what we would call a toxic femininity, a toxic monogamy. These teenagers fighting over each other like they in real relationship. And then as the art style changed, the image, right, and that whole thing, that we don't realize why we're a hypersexualized society and culture right now. But if we take the time to look at what we were feeding ourselves, we could see how we became this way. Anyway, I just want the parents to understand that there's value and power in these alternate art forms, you know, and in your desire to cling to the traditional, allow your young people to explore new things, because if you've done your job properly, they'll always take the traditional with them. You know, they're talking about Shadfur, and Shadfur joke, when Shadfur tell the tourists, you know, it's possible that our sharks are racist. I'm just saying. It's possible, right? Santana, you didn't know that?
No, I did not, actually.
I mean, the truth is they're not. Sharks bite anybody.
Yep.
The sharks will eat anything, right? The question is, why is it a preponderance of Caucasian people getting bitten by sharks, right? But forget sharks. I don't want no sharks swimming with the shark experience. I want to run in with the pot cake.
That would be amazing.
Hey, that's what I want. Run in with the pot cake Airbnb experience. Just bring something new to the table. Yes, ma'am.
And not the pot cakes that is friendly and just want a little love and attention. No, the pot cake that you need to fight off with a stick.
But that's because the pot cake know you have chicken in the bag somewhere. The pot cake know you. Did the pot cake see you at the chicken in the bag shack? The pot cake smell your car come through this corner every Thursday with chicken in the bag,
the
and you don't
you
don't never bring two, you don't never eat your food on your way home so you could throw the bones out the car. That's why the pot cake don't like you, miss. Right, but I need a comic book about another Bahamian tourist experience running with the pot cakes. Because you're putting these Airbnbs everywhere in New Providence, and I sure a couple of tourists already had that experience. Okay, we're all out of time. I got two texts here about important things. Good morning, Aaron and guests. I don't know why humans continue to park on sidewalks. Imagine the rehabilitation center that deals with the disabled that uses these sidewalks for wheelchairs, and humans are parked on the sidewalk directly in front of the center. Disgraceful. It is disgraceful. There's a great disregard for the systems and mechanisms that have been put in place to accommodate the differently abled in this country. And what's most disappointing is that it's the most among us. It's not the least among us. It's those with who have the most that also have the most disregard. East Hill Street? Y'all just don't care? Y'all know who I'm talking to. Y'all just don't care. I'm trying to be polite. I ain't calling their business name. Here's another text. Yeah, a BTC upsets me too. Do you ever hear about toxicology report following an accident? Anyway, I'm going to save these texts and bring them in tomorrow. Last shout out, Imagination Inc., Inkster Junior, Art Camp. Sign your kids up Monday 21st to Friday the 25th of July. And then the big event on the Saturday the 26th afterwards. Check out Gamehead's Crash Out event at Fusion.
That's great.
June 28th
and
29th. And also, y'all write some comic book about the police. We tell the good stories and the not so good stories. Yeah, but sure. We can tell the good stories too, and a comic book is the best way, a great way to tell the good stories. Santana, lead us out with one of them voices you have. I hear you as a voice actor.
Thanks for running me under the bus. I appreciate it. May you all have a lovely day. Make sure to drink water, stay out of the sun, and be lovely, okay?
Bye. That's right. You've been on the clock with Aaron Green and Imagination Inc. Have a wonderful day. You trying to teach my job at ZNS? That's my retirement plan. Community announcements. You guys have a great day.
Alrighty. Thanks, fabulous.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.